Auspicious invocation. Meditation on Sri Gita. O Bhagavad Gita, song of the Supreme Lord Himself, you are the bestower of Arjuna's enlightenment. You have been woven into the scripture Mahabharata by the ancient sage Srila Vyasadeva. In 18 chapters, you are the rain of ever-flowing nectar, non-different from the Lord. O Mother, I meditate upon you. May you graciously enter my heart. Obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva. O Srila Vyasadeva of formidable intelligence, whose eyes resemble the long petals of the blooming lotus flower, and who ignited the lamp of knowledge filled with the oil of the Mahabharata, I offer my obeisances unto you. Obeisances unto the Lord as the chariot driver of Arjuna. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who fulfills the wishes of his surrendered devotees. He holds a driving rod in one hand, while the other is poised in the expression of instruction, and he is the milker of the nectar of the Gita. The glories of the Gita. The crest jewels of the Vedas, all the Upanishads, are as the cow, and the milker of the cow is Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Arjuna is the calf, the nectar of the Gita is the milk, and the fortunate devotees are the enjoyers of that milk. Obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna. I bow unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, the vanquisher of the demons Kamsa and Chanura, the joy of Mother Devaki, and the universal teacher. The river of the battle of Kurukshetra. One bank is Bhishma, the other Dronacharya. Jayadratha is the water, the sons of Gandhari, the blue lotus flower. Shalya, the crocodile. Kripa, the waves. Karna, the shore. Ashvatthama, Vikarna and company, the fearful sharks. Duryodhan, the whirlpool. And Keshava is the boatman of this river of the battle that was crossed by the Pandavas. The Mahabharata as a lotus flower. These words of Sri Krishna Dvaipanya Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara Muni, are a perfect lotus flower. The meaning of the Gita is the beautiful fragrance of this lotus. The various episodes are its stamens, and the enlightening narrations about the Supreme Lord are its nectar. In this world, the pure devotees are the bees who, day after day, delight in drinking the nectar of the lotus flower. May this Mahabharata lotus, the vanquisher of all evils in this age of Kali, graciously bestow auspiciousness upon us. Obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, whose glories are sung with celestial prayers by the gods Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, and the Maruts, whose glories are sung by the verses of the Vedas, along with their six auxiliary books and the Upanishads, whose glories are sung by the Brahmanas that sing the Sama Veda, who the yogis see within their hearts absorbed in meditation, and whose infinite glories are inconceivable to all beings, whether gods or demons. Before reciting the scriptures that can conquer material existence, we offer obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, who is known as Narayan, Nara and Narottam, the goddess of learning Sarasvati, and the great sage empowered by the Lord to reveal the scriptures, Srila Vyasadeva. Reading the preface by Srila Bhakti Sandha Govindadev Goswami Maharaj from the publisher's note of the first Bengali edition The Appearance Day of Lord Krishna, 1961. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Unique in its wide publication and extensive circulation, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita appears in various languages, both in India and other countries, along with the commentaries of former great saints, as well as modern scholars. The commentaries of the prominent Vaishnava Acharyas, such as Sri Ramanuja, Srimat Madhava Muni, and Sri Sridhar Swamipad, are most notable, whilst among the proponents of Jnana Marga, or the monistic path, the commentaries of Srimat Shankaracharya and Sri Madhusudan Saraswati are well known. The commentaries of Sri Yukta Bala Gangadhar Tilak and Sri Aurobindo favour the school of Karma Yoga, or the path of action, and are also familiar to modern scholars. Great thinkers of both East and West have ardently sung the glories of Sri Gita, being inspired by the ideals of its teachings. However, the Achintya Bheda Bheda Siddhanta, theology of inconceivable oneness and difference, as revealed by the proponents of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya Acharyas, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, and Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan, is concluded by the learned devotees to be most favourable to exclusive devotion. The devotees also embrace Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali commentary of Sri Gita as a harmonious spiritual mine of the treasure of divine love of Sri Krishna, Krishna Prema, the fifth and transcendental goal of life, beyond the four general human objectives of religion, wealth, sense enjoyment, and liberation. In his introduction, my worshipful divine master, Srila Gurupada Padma Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya, Sri Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, has revealed to the readers glimpses of his own deep devotional realizations. Although numerous editions of Sri Gita are presently available, few commentaries can be said to nurture pure devotion according to the teachings of bona fide divine succession, which has given us the opportunity of service in producing this edition. We shall consider ourselves blessed if the fortunate readers take the all auspicious essence of this sincere attempt to heart. Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, Navadeep.